Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I thought Biden was supposed to create jobs. That's what he said, at least. But in his first day in office, he eliminated at least 1,000 jobs and maybe more to come. Canada is now threatening to impose sanctions on us. Does this seem like a man who is bent on recovering our economy? Joining us right now is Ari Hoffman, the associate editor and Seattle correspondent for the Post Millennial. Ari, how are you, sir?
Good. Great to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate you being on the program. I mean, day one, killing jobs. Is this a way to start off an administration?
Of course not, but it could be about 60,000 jobs by the time you're done across the border between U.S. and Canada. You're talking about the Keystone Pipeline, the company, the energy companies have put in billions of dollars to this project and now have shut down all the work. And these were unionized jobs. Last time I checked, unions are the ones who put the Democrats in office.
You are exactly right. I wonder how the union bosses feel about this betrayal from the now president.
I'm not really sure, but you got to ask yourself, at what point do the unions say the Democrat Party no longer represents us? They're all about killing jobs. They're about killing manufacturing. They're about shipping jobs overseas. Donald Trump was bringing them all back. And yet this is who they supported for the election. Will they ever learn from their mistakes?
So we're talking with Ari Hoffman with the Post Millennial. What was the objection to the pipeline? I mean, a leak here or there, or is that better than shipping it in big tanker cars on trains?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because in Seattle, we had a tragedy just a week or two ago where one of those big trains derailed. Mm-hmm. Now, the FBI is investigating 40-plus cases of activists trying to derail these trains because they're climate change activists. Now, let me ask you a question. If you spill oil all over the place and cause these massive fires, how does that help the environment? So you're going to continue shipping these things by train as opposed to pipeline, which is safer. And you're going to leave them vulnerable to these activists. Now, we don't know what happened with this big one that just happened, but this could continue.
You are exactly right. People will do bad things in order to prove their point, won't they?
100%. I mean, if you look at these climate change activists, years ago, they had a street in Seattle called the Street of Dreams, where they build these custom houses so you can see the developments in home technology.
Yeah.
And that year, the theme was green technology. These guys came and burned it down because they said it was hurting the environment. They burned down a building at University of Washington where they were experimenting on trees, ironically, to try and keep them alive and save a species that was going extinct, and destroyed the species in the process and killed a person.
Oh my gosh. I mean, what kind of a childlike mentality does it take to do things like that? I'm baffled. And speaking of riots, speaking of protesters, Portland last night, I mean, they were out there rioting again. And finally, the media paid it a little bit of attention. What's the difference between riots under the Biden administration and riots under the Trump administration?
Well, here was the interesting thing. They weren't attacking a federal courthouse last night, which they did for 100-plus nights in Portland.
Right.
They attacked the Democrat Party headquarters. Yep. That's why now all of a sudden they're paying attention. Now, the advertising for Antifa, which doesn't exist and is just an idea, according to our new president, they were advertising this for a week. So why they're being shocked by this is beyond me. Plus, the flyers said that they were protesting Biden because it doesn't matter who's in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. They just want anarchy. The Democrats unleashed Antifa and the BLM movement on the country and now don't know how to deal with it.
You are right. Ari Hoffman is with the Post Millennial. This is just asinine how they ignored this problem for so long, they're not going to be able to ignore it for very much longer. Why do they not look into these people in Antifa as diligently as they looked into the people that were at the Capitol building the other day?
Because they don't want to. They think this is their base. They all came out right away condemning what happened at the Capitol. They didn't condemn anything that happened in the autonomous zones in Portland or Seattle. Right. They didn't condemn any of it for 7 months. 7 months of this rioting, over 100-plus consecutive nights of rioting in Portland, they didn't say a word. So why the double standard? Or here's a better one for you. Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State. They marched to his house on the same day they rioted at the Capitol, about 100 people, and then they left. They didn't do any damage, but they went there. Probably wasn't right, but they did it. He brought in the National Guard, 750 National Guard troops, to secure the Capitol campus, including his mansion, build a wall, have guns with them. And meanwhile, when there was an occupation, an armed occupation of Seattle, they didn't do anything.
Not a single thing. And again, I mean, they bring in the National Guard. Was that a little bit too much at the Capitol yesterday?
The truth is, I don't have an issue with them securing it after something like that happens. I'm from New York. I was there after 9/11. Right. I don't have a problem with the extra safety measures. What I have a problem with is the hypocrisy of not securing residents, businesses, and neighbors against the rioting the rest of the year.
Yeah, you are exactly right about that. So let's talk about this, Ari Hoffman. Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer are working on a power-sharing deal in the Senate because it's split 50-50. Kamala Harris is the deciding vote. What do you think they're going to work out between them?
I have no idea what they're going to work out, but I guarantee you that whatever they work out, it probably won't be in the best interest of the American people. Because right now, with everything going on, with all the backdoor deals that are being made, we don't even know what they are. But it's going to be Republicans caving to the Democrat agenda. Unless they actually stand up to it, everything that was done in the last 4 years under Trump's policy, and whether people like Donald Trump or not, the policy was phenomenal. It's all going to be undone.
Yeah, I think that's the definition in Washington of bipartisanship, Republicans cave.
Absolutely. And I think that nobody's watching the deficit right now. And even during the Trump administration, they weren't. They said, we got to spend so we could deal with the coronavirus. So now they're going to try and spend their way out of this, too. It's not going to work. They need to study history and see that this hasn't worked before. Raising taxes isn't going to work. And they need to stop with all the new regulation they're about to add. That's only going to make things worse. And you're going to see the economy start to get worse.
Do you think there's going to be some sort of a deal regarding the impeachment of the president in the Senate? Is he going to be used as a political football in some way?
I think he is, and I think it's going to be made worse by the media because they're about to realize they killed the golden goose and they're not going to have much to talk about anymore and that their ratings are going to drop. So as much as they can gin it up and they can keep saying, blaming it on the last guy, they're going to do that. I guarantee you through the next election, everything is going to be blamed on Donald Trump, deserved or not.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're talking with Ari Hoffman with the Post Millennial. So does he get impeached? What do you think?
I don't see it actually happening.
Yeah.
But they are so desperate to cancel him. That's why they're going after his golf courses and his hotels.
Right. Yeah.
It's not going to stop. Soon you're going to say, oh, we can't build a presidential library. Who knows what else next? They've gone after his kids. They've gone after everybody who's even slightly affiliated with him. And now they want to shut down conservatives on social media. You had the former disgraced chief of security of Facebook on CNN calling for censoring Newsmax, One America News Network, and conservatives on social media. And this guy allowed child pornography on the platform.
Yeah. How about that guy? So, I mean, I don't know where we're going, but you said on your Twitter page not long ago, we survived 8 years of Obama. We will survive this. How do we do it? How do we keep our head up, Ari? How do we keep going forward?
Well, what people can do is they can vent on social media and be funny and maybe not accomplish that much. Or what they can do is get involved in their local parties. Take Seattle, and this should be a cautionary tale for everybody in your area. In Seattle, people did not get involved, and the socialists and actual Marxists, self-proclaimed Marxists, took control of the Democrat Party because they know in Seattle, as long as there's a D next to that name, they'll vote for them. They got their Marxist candidates endorsed, and they got elected. If people do not get involved at the local level, they are walking down the same path Seattle did.
You're right about that. Ari Hoffman with the Post-Millennial. A pleasure, sir. Thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. And listen, if I can tell you folks anything, if I can bring you this admonition from Charleston, Ari is right. That happened in Charleston. People got complacent. They had one mayor for 40 years in Joe Riley. A decent mayor, not perfect. He was great during Hugo, but he rode that pony for 40 years. And now we've got a leftist. And how leftist is the mayor of Charleston, Mayor John Tecklenburg? His brother writes speeches for Nancy Pelosi. That's how leftist he is. He was the head of the Democrat Party in Charleston County. So they are packing, I mean, everything from school board elections, everything, city council, county council, the sheriff's department in Charleston County. All of them are radical leftists. You cannot let that happen in Charleston. In Greenville. You can't let it happen in Spartanburg. You cannot let that happen here because you're the target. You are the next target, and they're coming for you. It's 5:15 right here at 106.3 WORD in the Charlie J.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Game show. All right, I'm going to do an experiment now. I'm going to do this experiment live on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. I'm going to go to my search, my address bar on my browser, and I'm going to type in antifa.com. There it is. Enter. And, oh, look, it goes to whitehouse.gov. No lie, no joke, it happened. Just now, right here, I typed in antifa.com and it went to whitehouse.gov. Folks, this isn't the first time this has happened. It was several months ago that I did the same thing and it went to the Biden campaign. Now, remember, this is just an idea. That's what Joe Biden said. It's just an idea. But if you type in antifa.com, it will take you to whitehouse.gov. Before this, it took you to the Biden campaign website. No lie, No joke. Now, I tried to post about this on Facebook last night, and guess what I could not do? Facebook wouldn't let me post it. That's right. That is right. Let's go to Dog and Anderson. Dog, how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How's your little boy? He's 1 year old today, huh?
1 year old. Yes, sir. Little Artie is 1 year old, and I'm telling you what, he is full of himself today. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, the reason I called, and hope they don't start barking. what went down yesterday was kind of weird, and I didn't understand everything that people were saying. Mm-hmm. And then there's a guy that I talked to. He's kind of like on a DL. And he was sent me a video of something explaining what actually took place. And I was expecting a lot different stuff, and it didn't go. And I was upset because, there's a lot of stuff going on about Biden being illegitimate, which he is, and how he has everything going, and he is betraying the trust of the people. But the thing is, I don't really want to get all of that going. What he did with Canada and all that was crazy, too.
Right.
But he's got a punch list he's going down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, from my understanding, the military, National Guard, the head of that was on Good Morning America, and he said he was there for a peaceful transition from the administration
right.
to the military. And that comes under Article...
Anyway, did you say he was there for a peaceful transition from the administration to the military?
Yeah, and what it is, it comes under Code 11.3.3. So I did a little homework on that, and that's pretty much so what it is. But when does this all take place? And the thing is that I ran into a couple people today that are very pro-Trumpers. They're very upset.
Right.
Talking crazy. I told them they need to calm down. And you live up here with us now, so you're like one of our neighbors.
Great,
and
yes.
We had over the weekend a couple guys picked up for building bombs or have bombs material.
Right.
And then had a guy in North Carolina, 52, he had some stuff. They got him too. And I'm just like saying, wow, Charlie, welcome to upstate. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. And, it's like you're a good guy. You actually speak for thousands of people up here that are kind of devastated. And I appreciate you making the move.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for tuning in, Dog. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, sir. Okay, so do you remember not long ago when they were telling us we all got to wear a mask? Everybody's got to, you better wear that mask. You wear that mask. So then the first thing you see was Chris Cuomo, who had coronavirus, was out looking at his summer home. And this guy on a bicycle said, hey, aren't you Chris Cuomo? Don't you have coronavirus? Shouldn't you be wearing a mask? And Cuomo threatened to beat the guy up. Remember that? Remember when Nancy Pelosi went and had her hair done at the salon without wearing a mask. Remember that? Remember when Lori Lightfoot, when all of Chicago was shut down and she went and got a haircut because she was ironically the face of New York? Remember that? Remember when Governor Cuomo was seen smoking a big old cigar at a restaurant? No, at a club. It was at a private club without a mask. Remember when the mayor of New York, when de Blasio was seen walking around with his wife without a mask? How about the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, seen at the French Laundry restaurant without a mask? Remember all of that? Remember, it's good enough for thee, but not for me. They want you to abide by the guidelines, but they don't have to. Well, it happened again last night. Joe Biden signed a federal order saying that masks are mandatory on federal property. If you are on federal land, you have to wear a mask. And what happened last night? He was seen walking around the Lincoln Memorial without a mask. Well, Doug Ducey asked Jen Psaki about it this afternoon, about why he wasn't wearing a mask, and here's what she had to say.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural
memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know, here in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day.
But she's not.
I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention? Normally.
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID. The requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as president of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
Well, there you go. It's good enough for you, but not for him. Ah, the Democrats. By the way, she said all of that without wearing a mask. It's 5:30 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, one thing we learned from a news conference, I believe it was yesterday or today, from Jen Psaki, is that Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. I think we're going to have to redefine devout. I guess Bill Clinton would say, oh, it depends on what devout is. So there you go. Biden signed an executive order mandating that any schools, any of them, that get federal funding, must function as if biological males who claim to be females are indeed female, and vice versa, or they lose that funding. Basically, negating women. I don't understand how this is not being screamed about by the feminist movement in this country. Joining us right now is Dr. Matthew Bunsen. He is the executive director of EWTN News and weighs in on this now controversy. Good morning, Dr. Bunsen. How are you?
I'm very well. Good to be with you.
Does this go along with the line that Jen Psaki said that Joe Biden was a devout Catholic? Is this the tenets of Catholicism?
Well, one of the basic realities throughout the campaign and then now with this administration is that it is a fact that we have the second professed Catholic to serve as president of the United States, to be in the Oval Office, the first, of course, being John F. Kennedy in the 1960s. Now, one of the other realities, however, is that there are a number of key issues, key policies, and key teachings that Joe Biden simply does not accept in terms of the teachings of the church.
Right.
One of the most pressing and most obvious is that of abortion. And we have seen over the decades his position on abortion changing from being pro-life to pro-abortion.
Right.
And now, of course, his administration, as was announced today by Dr. Fauci, is poised to scrap the Mexico City policy that prohibits the use of taxpayer funding for abortions around the world. So this
around
is a major, major issue for Catholics. Now, there are areas, as the bishops of the United States pointed out yesterday in their statement welcoming him and his inauguration,
right.
There will be areas of some common ground. Immigration is one. The death penalty is another. But as the bishops have also pointed out, those areas, those issues are what we would term prudential. In other words, you can argue the different policies about it. Abortion and things like euthanasia and assisted suicide are deemed intrinsic evils. There's basically no negotiation on that because they can't. And that, I think, is, as we have seen, is going to be a major stumbling block in the relationship between this administration and, I would say, the vast majority of the U.S. bishops and the majority of Catholics.
We're talking with Dr. Matthew Bunsen, executive director of EWTN News. Again, I mean, could you imagine, what does this do to femininity? Why aren't the feminists screaming about this? Because this is going to take away scholarships. It's not going to be a good policy for anybody in the long run.
Well, this is also one of the promises that the Biden administration made on the campaign, and he clearly intends to act on and to fulfill.
Right.
We have seen, for example, his the appointment of the first transgender federal official in Dr.
Right.
Rachel Levine, who is one of the key healthcare officials in Pennsylvania. So that's in some ways ticking an important box. We've seen as well a number of plans that have been announced relating to transgender policies. So I can't say that I was actually shocked at this decision.
Yeah.
But what it does do, I think, is lay down a series of markers that very clearly are going to be concerning to a lot of people with not just executive orders, but now we're also looking at regulatory practice. And I think it's clear that the Justice Department is likely to be weighing in on this. And unfortunately, one of the areas that they're going to try to stake some of their legal ground is the Supreme Court case just from last year of Bostock versus Clayton County, where the high court held that Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibited discrimination because of sex, includes discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. So it was warned at the time that that decision was going to open the floodgates for potential involvement on the part of the government, as well as a host of lawsuits that I think this Justice Department in particular under this administration will be very eager to support against those who are deemed to be discriminating.
I'm talking with Dr. Matthew Bunsen, executive director of EWTN. Are you concerned about overreach from the government into the church with this edict that Biden is putting forth?
Yeah, I think on a couple of fronts, we are likely to see some lawsuits if the Biden administration, as it also promised, is going to enforce once again the contraceptive mandate that requires nonprofits, including the Little Sisters of the Poor who care for the sick and the elderly and the dying. If they are dragged back to the Supreme Court, that certainly is going to be deemed something of an overreach. I think as well, if the Justice Department in this new administration is as aggressive as it seems poised to be, I could see lawsuits for the next years. We're going to be camped out in many ways in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it raises the specter as well, although there's been no indication from the Biden administration or from Capitol Hill on this. But if they do decide to try to execute, for example, a court packing, then we're moving into a host of other areas that could have a direct impact on how these cases on sex discrimination, on transgender ideology and abortion play out.
What is the church's stance on, say, you're a woman and you identify as male and you want to become a priest?
Well, that's it's simply not biologically possible as far as the church is concerned.
Right.
The
Genesis 5:2 kind of says that.
And the church has always taught that the priesthood is reserved to men.
Yeah.
And that, I suspect, may end up being attacked at some point legally. But you've actually raised one of the questions that hypothetically we're looking at. Now, whether it's going to unfold, I don't know. But in an era like this now, where even the White House itself is asking people to choose their pronouns when they fill out forms online, I would say that pretty much anything is possible.
Never underestimate your opponent, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. I appreciate you calling in today. Executive Director of EWTN News. A pleasure, sir. Hope to talk to you soon. Thank you.
Happy to do so.
God bless. Bye-bye. It's 543 at 106.3 WORD. Yep, that's what you got. So all you moms out there that are taking your daughters to soccer practice and taking your daughters to basketball and taking your daughters to whatever sport, swimming, whatever sport, all of you, the number one voter base right now for the Democrat Party is the suburban female. How are you feeling about this? How are you going to feel when your mom, when you get the letter that says, sorry, your daughter does not have a scholarship to Furman. Sorry, your daughter can't go to Mercer because we've got a male who identifies as a female who's just a little bit better at field hockey than your daughter. How are you going to feel then? Is your decision to be, you know, all in for the Democrat Party because Orange Man bad and you were afraid to put a Trump sticker on your Suburban because you were afraid of what your neighbors were going to say? How are you going to feel now about your choice? How are you going to feel now? Remember, never underestimate how low your opponent will go. It's 545 right here at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. Let's talk. Let's go to the phones this afternoon and talk to Sharon in Spartanburg. Sharon, thanks for holding. You're on the Charlie James Show.
Hey, Charlie. Listen, do you remember Janet Brewer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my most memorable moment of her was when she was standing on the tarmac punching Obama in the chest because she wanted more guards for security on the border. She wanted a wall. They gave her nothing. You know who was involved in all that?
Who's that?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah?
It made me sick at my stomach to have to punch the button for him. And if it hadn't been for the Senate, I never would have.
I understand.
But
so let me ask you something, Sharon. Let's say
you're talking about do what you can do.
Yeah.
I have a T-shirt that says pump for Trump. I have a pin that says women for Trump.
Nice.
I wear that every time I go to town shopping.
Good.
And I can't tell you how many people you would think we were having a rally in aisle 9 at Lowe's.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, people come up, their thumbs up. Yeah, that's the way. Trump's going to win. He's going to do that. I say, don't give me a thumbs up. Did you send money?
Right.
And it's like, no. And then I saw something recently that said it was like 10% of people sent money. And I'm not wealthy. I don't have money. But when they sent me a letter, I sent them $20.
Yeah.
You know, and do what you can do. I went to the Trump rallies. I've been to the Tea Party rallies and talked to those people from California. You want to hear a pathetic story? Mm-hmm. You talk to them.
Yeah.
How
You're
their
right.
government has let them down. And Black Lives Matter, how'd that work for you? How's your black life now?
Yeah.
You know,
you're exactly right.
And let those people burn those cities down for nothing.
Yep. And they're doing it again in Portland. They're doing it last night. They did it in New York City night before last, and everybody's ignoring them.
Well, not only that, but the citizens. You know, we're staying in our house because we're afraid. You don't win anything being afraid and being a coward.
You're right. You're right.
You know, people have asked me, aren't you afraid to wear your shirt to town or this, that, and the other? No, I'm not. I'm an American, and I'm not in the military. My father was in the military, but I would fight somebody on the street for my country, and I'd be glad to do it.
I agree. We gotta have more courageous, politically courageous people like you, Sharon. I appreciate you calling in. Cassandra is in Greenville. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm fine, Charlie. Boy, you had so many things. I call in for something, and you have so many other interesting things.
I'm trying to keep it moving.
If I could give you a couple of them,
sure.
I'm going to start out with Biden not wearing the mask. And and again, I go to Thomas Jefferson, who his inaugural address was magnificent, my favorite.
Yep.
At any rate, but this is not in it, but this is reminding people, this is his definition. Tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry.
Yep.
So it wasn't just that he was, it's his big day, and then, I'm sorry, that's tyranny. Just put that
How's
out
How's that
there.
An excuse? He was there with his family celebrating? Cassandra, does that mean you can take your family to the Lincoln Memorial and celebrate without a mask?
I think most of us would be going to the Lincoln Memorial to celebrate our country.
Yeah.
So do we not have to wear the mask? I don't know.
No, you got to.
Sure.
Your name isn't Biden. You got to.
Yes. what's initiated my call is that I decided that I wanted to actually look at the inaugural addresses of President Trump and President pretender to the presidency Biden, and see how they actually look like. As a doctor would look at an X-ray, to look at it as a whole rather than the words. And I was amazed to find that when I tried to find President Trump's inaugural address, it led me to the White House site that you were just at. And instead of the address, there it was saying that it wasn't there, that there was an error, and they no longer have President Trump's inaugural address on file on the WhiteHouse.gov page.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't
disgusting.
Get it on because they want to erase him from your memory.
Yes.
Completely.
It's creepy. I did find it, and I recommend everybody go find it now while you still can. It's tricky. And when you just look at the two, I've never seen an inaugural address that looked anything like Biden's. It is truly laughable.
It
looks
pathetic.
Like a first grader's page.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much white space. I've never seen it before. It's just kind of crazy.
You are right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
Cassandra,
anyway,
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, if you go to, and you can, I believe you can still do it, if you go to Antifa.com, let's try it again. Real time. Antifa.com and see if it'll still do it. .com, hit it, and it goes to WhiteHouse.gov. It will redirect you to WhiteHouse.gov. Previously, it redirected you to the Biden campaign website. Now, they claimed it was a hack of some sort. But does it happen twice? I don't think lightning strikes like that, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back, we got some callers that have been on hold. I appreciate you guys for waiting on me. Scott's in Greenville. Sean is in Greenville. We'll talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. We got a lot more to do in the last hour of the program, so you guys hang in there. We're going to have a lot of fun. Sean wants to talk about the riots in Portland. Well, we'll see how he supports those. Coming up in just a minute, right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. Let's talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.